I'm going to open up there with an old chestnut that comes up every now and again. And it's about the national bird of Ireland. And we got an email just today from Tom Lynch. And he says, a recent publication entitled National Birds of the World by Ron Toft, published by Bloomsbury Publication, excludes Ireland except to say in a little column at the back that Ireland does not have a national bird, but that Birdwatch Ireland suggested the wren might fit the bill. And an internet publication, Tom says, of the same publication, says that the national bird is the winter wren. He goes on to talk about the fact that the lapwing was proposed as a national bird of Ireland some time ago. But Tom, we've been on to Niall Hatch from Birdwatch Ireland about this. We don't have a national bird of Ireland. Every now and again, Aina Terry, this comes up and people flood. Why don't we have a national bird? What do you reckon? Do we have a national bird?
No, well, a national bird by definition has to be declared a national bird by the Oireachtas.
Yeah.
And the last time they were discussing birds in the Oireachtas, if you recall, it was to give out yards about poor, unfortunate, starving seagulls who were taking the hamburgers out of people's mouths in Grafton Street.
And we could have that bird as our national album.
There was great derision at the time of the government was wasted on this. So whether the government would be glad to be spending some time discussing the national bird instead of what they are discussing,
well,
I don't know.
I did get an
email
from
that's what's required. That's what's required,
yeah. I did get an email from Niall anyway just before the show, and he says, obviously, I think it started, Niall reckons it all started in the United States with the bald eagle.
Where everything starts, I suppose, like that. They've a bald eagle for the whole country, but they actually, for each state, have a national bird as well. My husband's sister lives in Ohio, and the national bird of Ohio is the cardinal bird, beautiful red bird, and it's all over the place as the official national bird of the state of Ohio.
And plants as well.
Yeah, and they have a national plant and they have national flowers, rock and a national flower.
National flowers and everything like that. And state flowers and state plants and everything. And fish.
Well, going back many years ago, Aina will remember this, on the programme here with Derek, we decided we would have not a national emblem for Ireland, but we would have a logo for the programme. And it happened, the logo that was chosen, oh God, it must be 10 years ago or more, was a bird, and it was the Dipper. So the Dipper is our national emblem.
But that was after the first logo that was chosen, because the programme, you'll be glad to know, will be on the air 20 years next May. And the emblem we had on our stationery, we actually had stationery then because people wrote letters, was the Natterjack Toad.
That's correct.
But then that was replaced by the Dipper then. Obviously, Dipper became more popular than the Natterjack Toad. But they weren't national birds. They were
But at least we've been doing something.
Well, Niall Hatch wanted to clarify that Birdwatch Ireland haven't adopted a position, so there is no official position from Birdwatch Ireland. They're not proposing any particular bird. Obviously, France has the Gaelic rooster that you can see on the
and that's their official. That is their official national bird.
But I'm going to read Niall's last paragraph, which reiterates what you were saying. This is from Niall's email. Of course, it might be nice for Ireland to have a national bird and for the public to vote on one, but I suspect if we ask the Oireachtas to draft a bill and passed an act officially designating it as such, then they'll think we are mad. Fun though it would be, there are lots of other pieces of wildlife legislation that I'd much rather they consider first. I think we can say hear, hear to that.
Well, mind you, all our birds are protected under the wildlife legislation, under the Wildlife Act, with the exception of birds that are considered to be pests.
Vermin, yeah.
You know, like
crows.
Crows, well, some of the crows anyway. Mm. And you know, jackdaws, magpies, those kind of things are not protected. But
and they are
Britain,
protected.
In Britain, they think they have the robin as their national
bird. Yeah, but going back to you,
according to Niall, that's not actually the case. According to Niall, it says no matter what the book says, Britain don't have an official.
Yeah, but the RSPB in Britain and the people there said they wanted it. But in fact, it's not an official national bird. It's a popular national bird.
Well, I know the white-tailed sea eagle, which is one of my favourite birds. Yeah. I love raptors. We're going to be talking barn owls.
I absolutely
think the barn owl is one of the most stunning. I think it would be great. It was on the Late Late Show.
What would be a national bird? It's pretty, or because it's common, or it's the one that we associate, say, Christmas with the robin or something. You would have to have certain criteria to decide. How are we going to pick this bird?
I would think something that Ireland would be a stronghold for, that we're particularly good at this bird and other places are not. So if you want to see this bird, it's here in spades, but it's not in other places. So
well, that was the worry with the American bald eagle going back about, 10 or 20 years ago, when their numbers were crashing. And the reason why they were crashing was because of the DDT that was getting into the food chain.
And it was poisoned.
And when they were laying eggs, the eggs weren't hatching, the numbers were dropping. And they decided, look, we've got to do something about this. And that's how they found out that it was DDT in the first place. and then they decide, let's get rid of this DDT.
We're going to get text messages now in saying, I think this should be, I think
well,
that
there's nothing wrong with it. I think it's a great idea.
I mean, the most abundant bird apparently is the wren. And I think the last time we
had more wren votes than anything else the last time we did. I think, did we ever poll, Terry? You've been here longer than me.
We never polled. No, maybe we might start it. Why not do it? You can count them.
Yeah, we could do that. Stephen Limerick reckons the national bird should be the waterfowl. Somebody else says the corncrake. If it was up to me, I would be, well, waterfowl.
It's not a bird.
Yeah, waterfowl. There's no bird, waterfowl.
Waterhen, maybe.
A bit more specific, Stephen Limerick. If it was up to me, it'd be the barn owl. Everybody knows how much I love barn owls. Brendan has texted in. Hello, Derek and Co. I shouldn't actually read out this text at all, should I? Hello, Derek and Co. I'm not Derek. Surely the bird on the farthing part of the set from the first Irish coins, the woodcock, should be the bird of Ireland.
Well, we could have picked the hen. Wasn't the hen on the penny
as well?
It was,
yeah, the hen on the penny. But
why is he saying just because it was on the farthing? Is that the only claim to fame of it?
I suppose so.
Woodcocks are actually migratory birds. They come into Ireland in the wintertime. Mm.
And very easily mixed up with snipe. So you can imagine people putting down pictures of snipe instead of woodcock.
Well, look, you know, if you have any more suggestions, I will try to get to a few more.
And we will react positively, and
Terry will react with enormous positivity, as you can hear already. RTE Radio 1.